We're going to call Ed Carter's sports hotline coming up at 8:40. Right now it's 8:19 on the ticket to Daredevil Talk.
I guess I need the return of the NBA or the NFL, because last night, in searching for some sort of sporting event, I landed on High Wire Live on ABC. Two daredevils from the Flying Willenda family, Nick and Liana Willenda, were going to attempt to walk across a 1,300-foot wire that was suspended 25 stories up over Times Square. One would start from one end, the other would start from the other. It was elevated from 235 feet to 259, so the wire was at an angle. And when they would meet at the halfway point, Nick would climb over Liana and would walk to the other point, and Liana would then continue on and walk to where he started. So that sounds pretty death-defying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Willendas, it goes back 8 generations. It goes all the way back to the late 1700s, the Willendas, from their roots in Austria-Hungary, where they were a band of acrobats, jugglers, animal trainers, trapeze artists, all the way through the 1800s, the 1900s. Their great-grandfather, Carl Willenda, he was the one who died on live television walking between two buildings in Puerto Rico in 1978.
Off.
That's why you should never walk between two buildings in Puerto Rico in 1978.
Carl Willenda, the nephew and son-in-law, died in an attempt of the seven-person pyramid. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, that's bad footage.
That's horrible. Crazy. And then an attempt to break the record in 2017, they had an 8-person pyramid. They're all up on the wire, all these Willendas.
Oh, and that's the one I saw, I think.
Yes, that's where they had the accident 2 years ago. Well, one of the Willendas that fell that day back in 2017 in Sarasota, Florida, it was just a practice. Yeah. They were practicing to break the world record.
Die, Sarah.
That was Liana Willenda, who was walking last night. And when she fell, she broke her leg, a rib,
off,
an ankle,
off,
and just about every bone in her face.
Off.
She had to have reconstructive surgery of her face. It was terrible. And they thought she may not make it. I mean, she fell, I believe it was 30 or 40 feet in that practice run. There's footage of that. They kept showing it last night. So part of it was, this is the first time she was going to walk on the wire since then. Nick, you might remember, he was the one that, we did a segment on this several years ago when he walked across the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Remember that? And he would thank Jesus for every step.
Yep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that step, Jesus.
He went across.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, he seems like a very confident wire walker. I'm not so sure about his sister, and understandably so, after she goes through that 2 years ago. By the way, if you're going to do this program on ABC, why not host it with Michael Strahan, right? And Aaron Andrews was his sidekick.
So great.
Someone named Katie Nolan was the street reporter who was keeping up to date with what everyone was saying on social media about this.
Okay.
And what the fans on the streets were saying. But it was a long build-up. It was a two-hour show. It was an hour and 15 minutes, I think, of build-up with interviews and features. Here are some of the interviews. First, they interviewed Liana. And like I said, Nick, very confident. We've seen him do all sorts of crazy bits. But here's Liana coming off that tough fall a couple of years ago. Does she sound like a confident wire walker?
So glad to have you here. And you just mentioned in commercial break to Stray and I, it doesn't look so bad. I haven't looked over the edge yet. After everything you've gone through, the rehab, the recovery, what are you thinking about right now?
Well, I'm thinking about my ankle because I overdid it a little bit, walked too much around the city, so.
And that's the ankle of the heel that you broke, correct? Yeah.
Correct.
Wait,
yeah.
Can we stop it?
It's a little
sure.
bit painful.
She wearing a retainer or what is she doing?
No, it's just how she talks.
I guess she did have reconstruction on her face.
Yes, right, sir. So. She broke every bone in her face.
Did she look weird?
No, not really.
Normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looked pretty normal.
Are we sure she had to have her whole face reconstructed, or is this part of their promo material they're putting out there?
She had 76 screws in her
According
head.
To them, right?
They show the x-ray.
Known promoters.
They show the x-ray. Looked like a lot of Look like a lot of screws.
Yeah. Well, but it's okay. Just praying that it stays calm and the inflammation stays down. You know, I'm thinking about all my training because I'm going to be nervous. You know, it's really high. So you have to remember that, no, I've done this. 2 days before I came, I went on the wire in the backyard, and I sat down and stood up 25 times in a row because I want to be like, it's about my mind.
Right.
I want to know that in my mind. Like,
so again, she sounds like,
just please get up on the wire and stop talking.
So when they did the crossover, she had to sit down on the wire, and then he had to climb over her. Now, it should be pointed out, too, they both had a tether.
Wait.
According to New York City law, they had to have a safety tether in case they fell, they wouldn't splat on Times Square.
Well, what's the whole point of this?
Yeah. Well, it's Nick Willenda pointed out, he has seen injury and death even when someone has been tethered.
He has.
That's what he said.
Could he prove that?
I didn't need any proof.
That takes away all the suspense.
On. World's greatest tether deaths.
Look that up. Well, yeah, for some, that was enough, but I stayed with it because
you've got to have the risk of death there with you falling to the ground. That's the whole point of this.
You're morbid, if that's what you want. Sir,
or no,
if
that's what you're
that's been the
about.
Point
that's,
of every high wire act ever.
That's the whole point of a high wire act.
They had to be tethered according to New York City law. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it.
That's why didn't they ridiculous. Just zip line between buildings then?
I think it's not quite a zip line that you're hooked up to.
They should have gone to another state then where they didn't have to have a tether.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
And then rebuilt it like a reconstruction of Times Square.
The plan.
Rebuilt Times okay. Square.
Well, they also had Joel Osteen. He was the official prayer consultant. He was there to deliver a prayer before they went across.
How is he involved with them?
Somehow he's a friend of the family, friend of the Willendas. So he was there. They did a live prayer on ABC. And they also talked to a sports psychologist, Dr. Jonathan Fader, who I think does sports psychology for the Mets, Fernando. So this is what
That's not
he
a good
had,
omen.
This is what he had to say about what the psychology of wire walking is like.
You know, three things that Nick did. Number one, he actually walked around here in Times Square. He walked the equivalent of 16 miles to get himself acclimated to it.
Get acclimated.
And he also did imagery. He did mental performance imagery, imagining what's going to happen. And last thing, they use music to focus and motivate them. They use a song that has actually the line, the lyric in there, that fear is a liar. Yeah. Fear is a liar. Fear lies to us. And their ability to overcome
Stop it. This guy is a sports psychologist?
Yeah.
Sounds like a motivational speaker.
He can't hold a candle to Carlton Maxwell.
Fear is a liar.
And he's a quick talker, and he's... First of all, it's bad advice that they're taking his advice to, hey, walk 16 miles before you do this.
Yeah,
make sure
that
you really tuck yourself out.
Is what will dictate, because you know what? We say in sports psychology, be where your feet are. But it's another thing when your feet are actually 25 stories up.
On a wire the width of a nickel.
On a wire. And these are talented people who've done a lot of mental preparation. I admire their grit.
This guy's on cocaine is what he is.
Here's another thing. They said this cable, you know, it's a bunch of different cables wound together. But they said it was no wider than a wine cork. And as Strahan just said there, it's no wider than a nickel. That thing looked wider than a nickel to me.
Well, how wide was it? It was like a foot wide?
No. It looked like, I don't know, maybe like an orange, maybe? Like that? That's still very narrow to walk across, but it looked wider than a nickel or a wine cork.
And they're tethered to it.
Yeah.
And there's a safety net up under them.
Yeah. Okay, so the walk started. Nick went first, and then it was time for Liana to go, and she had some problems getting started, and I was, even though she was tethered, I was pretty convinced she was not going to make it.
So blessed to be in these positions, and such a blessing.
Who's that now? Is that
That's Nick?
Nick
talking while he's
such
walking.
Such a blessing.
And she's trying to get started, but she's having trouble.
What?
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Pray that Lord, people would be set free from their fear. The fear that holds so many back. Don't listen to those lies in your heads that are holding you back from greatness.
Okay, wait. Can we pause it for a second?
He's trying to inspire people.
this is the guy that I walk past when I'm walking around downtown, and he's just mumbling to himself. This sounds exactly like the guy.
You are made for so much more. Liana, you're ready, babe. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm good.
You got this. You were made for this. Don't forget that.
Okay. I'm going to start. I turned it down.
Wire feels very good.
Awesome. Can't wait. Towards me. Nope. Nope. Like this? There we go. Got to go in that.
Good. You tell me when you're past all that stuff, okay?
Past what?
All the stuff that's in your way to get out on the wire.
Okay.
By the way, can you pause it? I'm looking at a picture of this, George. It looks like a cork. Like, it doesn't look like it's as big as an orange. Look how it bisects her foot. Like, an orange would be as wide as her foot, right?
Yeah. Maybe not that wide, but it looks wider than a cork.
Looks pretty thin to me.
They shouldn't be allowed balance poles either. What do you think about them apples?
Well, they do have the balance pole, too, which made me think, how hard is it? Like, if we had a balance pole, could the average dude on the street walk 10 feet on this thing pretty easily?
No. You need practice.
I think you need years of training, too. Yeah. Even if you have a tether, to me, it's still a great trick. It was great footage where they showed which I guess were drone shots or maybe shots from a building, looking down above them and looking down at Times Square, the people below them. It was cool television in that way, and it still made my feet sweat, the fact that there were 25 stories up, walking on a wire, and sure enough, they did it. They met the halfway point. They unhooked their balance bars. Somehow he got over her, walked the rest of the way. She made it the rest of the way. They did it. Never God been bless. Done before. A two-person wire walk, 25 stories up over Times Square. Amazing.
But maybe they did it. Maybe they did it because they were more relaxed because they knew they couldn't fall because they were tethered.
Yeah, I mean, there were no stakes.
Nick Melinda said he's seen death and serious injury even with the tether.
Seriously, doesn't that kill the whole thing, though, the tether?
Well, it did with the millennial I was watching it with.
Of course.
It would have with me, too.
With me, too. It's 5 minutes ridiculous. Like,
we got a tether. I'm out.
There's no danger there.
They could still fall. Nah. What if the tether didn't work?
What kind of mumbling was going on when they were doing the crossover thing? Because that would have been uncomfortable watching her kneeling brother down in sister. Front of her brother and him start going, oh, yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank God you, bless. Jesus, right. so much for this all time, right. Jesus.
You don't have we're to take such, it there.
Well, he does. He mumbles a lot, thanking and invoking the Lord's name.
They talk to each other about, okay, a little lower, okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah, all get right. in there.
Is it unhooked?
Get there
good.
Between my legs. Get between the legs there.
All right.
Okay, P1
get
Matt.
In there. Get in there real tight.
P1 Stop. Matt points out that the Cooper Walinda would not have had to hold
over that.
A balancing pole, and he may have even run across the wire if not for the injury, because he would have been the best of all the Walindas. All right, it's 8:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, we're going to call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline.